You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Kirsten Curry, attorney at law and the founder and president of Leading Retirement Solutions, a full-service retirement plan administrator supporting clients in all 50 states. Kirsten, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet, and we certainly appreciate your time as well. So for starters, what are some myths that surround retirement plans like 401k plans?
Yeah, Eric, there are several myths related to retirement plans, and I'm always a bit amazed and somewhat surprised when we're working with new business owners. One of the most common myths around retirement plans is that a SEP IRA or a simple IRA are a cheap, easy, and the right retirement plan for every company out there. And this just isn't the case for a number of reasons. SEP IRAs or simple IRAs are types of plans that actually force a company to make contributions to all employees, and particularly for those companies that are putting a retirement plan in place for the first time, that might not always be the right commitment for that company. You know, a SEP IRA has to be funded by the company, and a lot of our business owners, especially the smaller emerging business owners, want more flexibility in when they need to also contribute to employee accounts. And these types of plans are often sold and recommended as investment products. So it's very common for us to be working with clients who have been told by, you know, various people, hey, you need to put a SEP or a simple retirement plan in place. You know, they're cheap and they're easy, when in fact it may just not be the right fit for an emerging business or even business owners that want to take greater advantage of tax reduction and retirement savings strategies that aren't generally available via SEP IRAs and simple IRAs, but are available via more strategic retirement plans like 401k, profit sharing, and defined benefit plans. Eric, you know, a second myth is, you know, I'm oftentimes working with business owners who believe that they have to make a company contribution to the retirement plan that they set up. And again, this is great. It's always great when a company can make a matching or a profit-sharing contribution to employees' accounts. But again, for smaller emerging companies, that may not always be financially feasible initially. You can put a 401k plan in place that simply allows employees to defer from their own pay. And then over time, you can add features to a 401k plan like a company matching or even a profit sharing contribution program, especially as the goals and the priorities of the organization and also the business owner change over time. A third very common myth, and this is the last one I'll cover, clients, you know, particularly business owners, believe that if their company, you know, i.e. them, the business owner, makes a company contribution to a retirement plan, you know, whether it be a matching or a profit-sharing contribution, that such contribution must be distributed equally to all retirement account holders, including the owner and their family members. Clients are oftentimes very surprised to learn that this is not the case. IRS regulations generally allow that if a company makes a, you know, say a profit-sharing contribution, we can usually get the large majority of that contribution to the owner and their family members if they're employing them. And I will tell you, you know, probably 8 times out of 10 when we are working with smaller emerging business owners, this is the desire. You know, once a company decides to make a company contribution to the plan, oftentimes that decision is being made by the business owner who's got some additional goals and priorities like, you know, tax reduction strategy, which is what company contributions are used for. So those are definitely the three most common type myths that we work on with clients on.
Thanks for sharing that helpful information. Now, how can a company or business owner decide what retirement plan is best for them, and how does Leading Retirement Solutions help them within that situation?
Yes, great question. And as I just got done detailing, oftentimes in an autopilot fashion, businesses and business owners are told, set up a SEP IRA or a simple IRA. They're the cheapest and the easiest. But really, the type of retirement plan that is recommended to a business, that decision, you know, that recommendation should be very much about addressing the business and the business owner's goals and priorities. You know, it's pretty typical in the retirement plan industry for a retirement plan recommendation to be made based on the products that a service provider sells. When in fact retirement plans are more complex than that, you know, and again, if we're working with a business where they have tax reduction needs or retirement savings needs, you want to be much more strategic about the type of retirement plan that you recommend to your business client, and also, you know, the business owner wants to be more calculating in which plan they select. When deciding what retirement plan is the best fit for a business owner, it can be overwhelming and a confusing decision. And we actually take our clients through an exercise here at Leading Retirement Solutions that has proven to work very well, where we have them identify and acknowledge their goals and their priorities, not only for themselves as business owners, but also for the company. Those goals may be the same, maybe a little bit different, and also for their workforce. Second, we then help our client, the business owner, prioritize these goals and priorities. And we ask the question, okay, of these four or five priorities, if you had to pick one of them and only one, which would it be? And the importance behind that exercise is generally the answer we're going to get is more serving towards the business owner, or it's more serving towards their employees, a much more paternalistic approach. And then from there, we're really empowered with information to make a recommendation for a plan that's going to meet all of their goals, but also continue to meet their needs and goals and priorities as they change over time. You know, and again, like I said a little bit ago, this exercise has proven extremely effective with clients. It also provides us with a benchmark. So when we're bringing on a client and we go through this goals and priorities exercise, it creates a benchmark and it allows us, you know, every year or every 2 years when we meet with the business owner and talk about their goals and priorities, which have sometimes they've changed, sometimes they haven't, it really provides us with a benchmark so we can make good recommendations for retirement plan changes going forward.
What are some tax breaks and tax credits available via retirement plans?
Yeah, another great question. And I get really excited about this one because there are a number of tax breaks, tax deductions, and also tax credits that are available to companies and business owners when they sponsor retirement plans. And again, a lot of times business owners aren't even aware. There's actually a tax credit that a business can claim, including solopreneurs. So even solopreneurs that set up a solo 401k plan can claim a credit for startup costs. You get a claim 50% of the costs up to $500 a year for 3 years in a row. So it's $1,500. It's not winning the lottery, but it's a $500 tax credit you get a claim each year. Second tax break or tax reduction, if an employer, if a company makes a contribution like a matching or a profit sharing contribution, it actually reduces the company's taxable revenue. That's money that the company doesn't have to pay taxes on at all. And, you know, business owners are surprised to learn that and make that connection. A third type of tax break is if a company owner, you know, also an employee of the organization, makes contributions from their own pay, it reduces the company owner's taxable income as well. And you can get some pretty sizable income tax deductions by doing that. And then a fourth tax break is offered for those 401k participants, whether it be a company owner or employees of a company, that make their contributions to, say, a 401k plan in the form of Roth contributions, or what we call post-tax contributions. And with a Roth contribution made to a 401k plan, employees are oftentimes surprised to learn that you're not subject to the Roth IRA limits. In order to contribute to a Roth IRA, you can only be earning so much each year. That's not the case when you make Roth-type contributions to a 401k plan. And the big tax benefit related to making Roth contributions to a 401k or a 403b plan is that when you start taking those Roth monies back out of the plan down the road, you know, say maybe when you're in retirement, any earnings that have been generated off of those Roth contributions come out completely tax-free. There can be significant tax benefits to that down the road.
Knowledge is everything. Today we are joined by Kirsten Curry, attorney at law and the founder and president of Leading Retirement Solutions, a full-service retirement plan administrator supporting clients in all 50 states here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Kirsten, how can a business keep their retirement plan in compliance, and what can they do if they mess up?
This is a question that we get often, and we get it from potential clients. We get calls from investment advisors, CPAs, and attorneys. Hey, my client has a 401k plan or has a SEP IRA, and I think they made a mistake. What do we do? It's interesting because even the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Labor, both of which govern retirement plans, acknowledge that mistakes or plan violations, as they refer to them, are very common. And they even, you know, the IRS actually has a top 10 mistakes website where, you know, they identify the top 10 mistakes that 401ks, SEPs, simples, and other retirement plans make every year. They range everywhere from not offering the plan to employees when it's supposed to be offered, to making untimely contributions to the plan, calculating compensation incorrectly, and there are a lot of additional examples. But the big question is, okay, you know, I messed up. What do I do about it? And there are a number of actions that a business can take to correct a plan violation. Now, one thing I will say is don't do nothing. Because again, the IRS and Department of Labor very readily acknowledge that these mistakes happen, and in fact, they offer correction programs where both the IRS and Department of Labor say, hey, listen, if you come forward and you be open about this plan mistake and you correct it pursuant to our procedures, we will consider the plan violation corrected. Now, if a client doesn't do that and the IRS catches the mistake on audit, the penalties and taxes are much more severe and extreme. So the one thing we would say is, you know, come forward with a potential mistake. Call us. You know, we're known as the cleanup crew. We're widely known in the industry for taking on plan violation and mistake projects. And you know, again, I gave a couple of examples earlier. We have also helped, you know, an employer who went through mergers and acquisitions and had a number of different types of retirement plans and issues related to that. And I can give additional examples here, but, you know, again, I'll leave you with, if you think that you've made a mistake or committed a plan violation, you know, the one thing I would recommend to all employers is at least have a conversation with us about it. You know, let's talk about, you know, the extent of the plan mistake and also talk about what your options are so you as a business owner can make an informed decision about what you're going to do. I mean, frankly, we have some clients that decide that they're just not going to correct the mistake, you know, because they can't afford to. That's the most common reason. But, you know, again, being armed with the information to make that informed decision, I think, is a critical step for any business and business owner.
Very helpful information once again. And also, how is Leading Retirement Solutions an expert in the industry? Touch on that if you would.
You bet. Well, Leading Retirement Solutions, as you've learned throughout this, it recommends, designs, and administers company retirement plans. These include SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401k, plans, 403B plans for not-for-profit organizations, and defined benefit plans for company owners. We also have a nationwide reach. We have clients in all 50 states. Retirement plans are governed by federal regulations, so it doesn't matter where we're located. We're able to provide services to businesses across the company. You know, one of our company values is knowledge. And I will tell you that we embrace that value as evidenced by the 75% of our staff who are industry credentialed and certified. It's important to note, our industry doesn't require credentialing or certification. There are no minimum requirements, but it is a value that we absolutely live and breathe here at Leading Retirement Solutions. Leading Retirement Solutions is owned and led by attorneys. I'm one of them, and we have other attorneys on staff, and we focus our work solely on retirement plans and the retirement plan industry, as well as the IRS and Department of Labor regulations that govern the plan. So our time and attention is not being, you know, split between other areas of the law, like family law or contracts law. We are very committed to the retirement plan space. And finally, Leading Retirement Solutions is a member in good standing with the American Society of Pension Professionals and Actuaries, which is the leading education not-for-profit organization in our industry. So we're well known as experts in the industry and work very diligently to stay on the cutting edge of the industry and the regulations that are constantly changing.
Kirsten, it has been most informative, and I really appreciate all the information shared here per your expertise. It's very helpful and very, very useful as well. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or one last tip for the listeners today?
Yes, there is one, Eric. Always assume that there is more of a benefit that you can get from a retirement plan or even your existing retirement plan. There's really a lot you can do, particularly for the business owners when it comes to, you know, say a 401k, a 403b, or a defined benefit plan in particular. And so I always encourage business owners, whether they're our clients or not, on an annual basis, revisit how the plan is working for your organization. You know, you should be revisiting this with your plan administrator, the compliance folks like Leading Retirement Solutions. You should be revisiting it with your investment advisor. You know, and again, this goes back to the conversation related to goals and priorities. You know, the goals and priorities of the business versus the business owner do change over time. And as those goals and priorities change, we want to be making changes to the plan to make sure that we're really maximizing the benefits of the plan, maximizing the tax reduction strategies available by way of the retirement plan, maximizing the retirement savings options that are available by way of the plan. And that does, to a certain extent, require, you know, diligent monitoring and recommendations. Doesn't need to happen every month, you know, but again, revisiting how the plan is designed and working once a year or even once every 2 years is a very important step for business owners to take.
Kirsten, before you go, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Leading Retirement Solutions and how can listeners be in touch.
Yeah, you bet. Leading Retirement Solutions, of course, has a website, and we also have social media. So our website is www.leadingretirement.com. We have a contacts page on our website, and you can also reach us through Facebook. We have a Leading Retirement Solutions page, as well as LinkedIn. We have a Leading Retirement Solutions page as well. For any questions, everybody is welcome to give us a call at 1-800-974-2814.
Once again, Kirsten, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Kirsten Curry, attorney at law and the founder and president of Leading Retirement Solutions, a full-service retirement plan administrator supporting clients in all 50 states. And once again, the website of reference is leadingretirement.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.